And then my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side, I knew them until the time they passed away.
Do you remember what you used to call them, like when you wanted their attention or something?
In Lebanese.
Oh, you talked to them in Lebanese? What? Yeah, sure.
Okay, Sito was grandmother, and Jido was grandfather.
Wow, okay. And that's what they looked
like? Oh, yes.
Pretty much, right?
Yes.
Great. What about your parents? Do you remember how you addressed them?
Just mom or daddy. Sometimes when I was mad, I won't repeat what.
Yeah, I always would ask that.
I'd go in the corner or go hide in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, parents can do that. Do you remember resembling? Have you heard that you resemble one or another of your parents? Did you ever hear
my mother looked identical to my mother.
Really? People used to tell you that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
in the store, everybody said, oh, you look just like your mother.
Really?
And on the telephone, when we'd answer the phone, you know, Mollop's Grocery, well, they think I was her and she was me. And the only thing, she had a bad temper. I was more like my dad. I was more on an even keel basis.
It's interesting that there's so much separation between you and your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I told them I didn't know what they had in mind, you know, what kind of games they were playing. My dad says it was like trying to raise three different families, you know.
Yeah, right.
My brother was the head of General Electric, and then was it Black & Decker? And then when Black & Decker sold to General, or vice versa. And he traveled all over. He went to Singapore. The only place he didn't go was to Russia. But they used to send him all over to set up their factories.
Really?
And he was right at the top. He says there was only one man higher than him. He says the only way I could have that job is if he died.
Did you know your aunts and uncles very well?
I knew the majority of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You had quite a few.
Pardon?
Was it your mother's and father's family that was so big? Or?
Well, my father's family was the one that was so big. But see, most of them had moved away, like to California and Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And still yet, I knew quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did know quite a few of them. Now, my mother's family, most of them kind of stayed within this area.
Really?
So I did, and they were all in business, so we kind of all grew up together.
What would you have called them? Like aunt so-and-so or uncle?
Just aunt or uncle.
And they would just call you by your name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me about where you were born. You mentioned you were going to talk about
that. Well, I was born at Mount San Rafael Hospital.
Okay.
And then...
Good morning.
Good morning.
And all my life, I lived on West 1st Street.
Okay.
It's a block up from where we had the store.
Right.
And that house is still there. And it's
really?
Been sold and fixed, and it looks real nice.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Were most people, you think, most people like about your age born in a hospital here, or were they born at home at all?
Well, a lot of them at that time, you know, they were kind of hard up for money.
Right.
A lot of them were born at home.
Right.
But, of course, like my dad's family with so many kids, I imagine my grandmother had a lot of her kids at home.
You don't want to spend all that time going back and forth to the